Could you tell us how watching a DVD about insects can be a worship experience? This is Abraham, probably. Because one of you, Tyler, you sent me this, right? You sent me the link to that incredible mating experience. It was just incredible. These two slugs. Now, you got to get this. You can go to YouTube and find this, okay? These two slugs are crawling along the ground seeking a way to mate with each other. They are hermaphrodite. Is that the word? They're both male and female. So the way they do this, now this is an answer to the question, really. They climb a tree, kind of following each other up the tree. These are slugs, like snails without shells. And they're climbing a tree, and they go out on a limb like this. And suddenly, one of them, with a piece of slime, lowers himself till he's hanging in midair. And there's music to this in the DVD. He's kind of twirling around. And the slug's probably about that big. He's twirling around. And then the other one comes down. And they intertwine. It's the perfect music for this. They intertwine. And you think, oh, okay, that's unbelievably cool that they have to get in a tree, crawl on a limb, hang with slime, and intertwine in order to mate. And then this little sexual organ emerges. The sexual organ comes out of both of them. It's about as big as the slug himself. And the sexual organ is almost translucent in beauty, and it intertwines. And the next thing you see is that the intertwining of these two sexual organs flattens out into a kind of disc. And they're just spinning. And the whole thing is one beautiful, almost translucent, spinning, hanging event. And when they're done, it all goes back and they go plop and hit the ground. Now, evolution? I want to say, with no intelligent designer, this way, this absolutely counter-effective, totally beautiful, unimaginable way of mating just happen. And there are many such scenes in this. It's called Life in the Undergrowth. So I paid $20 or whatever on Amazon, and I got it. Nobody wants to watch it with me. My wife won't watch it. My daughter won't watch it. They think it's gross. And I'm sitting there praising God for his incredible. I mean, here's another one, okay? Short on some questions, long on other questions. There's a worm that's about this long, okay? Got thousands of legs, and he's probably that big around. And he's totally white because he lives in a cave, and he's an albino. And what he does is he crawls the wall when he's hungry of the cave. He gets to the top, and with his back legs, he hangs down. So he's hanging down like this. And he snatches bats out of the air and eats them. And you watch him. I mean, the photography in this is miraculous. He snatches a bat. Now, you can't snatch a bat. Bats are smart. They go, they don't run into things, right? They're in caves and they never hit the wall. So they don't hit worms either. So this worm, and he's fat. He's slow. He's just a fat, ugly worm, and he can snatch a bat and eat it hanging from the roof. So get the DVD, and you will either you are a pagan, hard-hearted naturalist, or you're going to worship. You can't not worship the God of creativity. Jesus said, consider the lilies of the field. Consider the birds of the air. And if he had more time, he would have said, consider the slug and consider the worm. So that's how it works.